my place in tech changes every day. But I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Cobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98, because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Good morning. Welcome back to Unveiled by Grace. This is your man of God, Ron. How are you guys doing this morning? Yes. This podcast, we're doing it very bright and early. Before the kids get up, before we get up and start our day. This is what we're doing. This is how we're doing it this morning. Sorry, y'all. Forgive me for the noise. I really didn't have an outline this morning. I really didn't. And forgive me for that. But I did want to come on here before we start our morning to just... First, let me say today is Monday, February 3rd. February 3rd, it is my brother, Peanut. It is his birthday today. My brother Peanut passed about almost four years ago. And today is his birthday. So I want to say happy birthday to my oldest brother. We love you and we miss you, bro. Yeah, this morning, man, I just wanted to start our day. Start our week. Really, the week started yesterday. Yesterday evening for me. I just want to start our day, start our week right. You know, I want to read this psalm, Psalm 16:11. It says, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." That is Psalm 16:11. I want to tell someone that your joy is coming back to you. Joy is coming back to you. But joy in its fullness is to be in his presence. To be in the presence of the Lord. To be in the presence of our Heavenly Father. So your joy is coming back. Your joy is coming back. This week, finish strong. Some of us, we must, and I think I spoke about this in the last episode, is we must, and I'm gonna basically go back to it. We must, because this is what the Holy Spirit has been putting in my heart like the last few weeks, is we must unlearn. We must get rid of the old program. We must unlearn. I was meeting with a mentor of mine yesterday. We grabbed some coffee, and he was basically telling me that same thing, you know. He also was speaking on time management, but he said, it's not about how you manage your time. It's about how you manage your energy, right? And this is the message for you guys this week, is when you find the time where your energy is at its highest, right? For me, I'm an early bird. I get a lot done before 6 o'clock, before 6 in the morning. And sometimes my schedule permits me to get my mornings from when I wake up to about 9. So that's my time frame, when I have the most energy to read the books I need to read, to do the things I need to do before my day gets started, right? I want to encourage someone this morning. I want to encourage you that you're exactly where you need to be. The past is the past. Your future is bright. The Lord has so many great things for you. Please do not allow the enemy to distract you, right? To fill you with fear, especially right now. You know, it's a lot going on. You know, we have planes that are crashing. We have a lot of people are terrified about who's in office. You know, but none of that matters. Stay focused on Jesus. Get in his word. Pray. He gave you the vision. Focus on the vision. Focus on the good things. Focus on the good things. Goodness and mercy shall follow you. Hallelujah. So I just want to encourage you. I want to encourage you this morning. I want to encourage you. I want you to know that it's going to be okay. Better than okay. But you must get rid of the old program. The old programs of fear and doubt. The old programs of just speaking negatively, speaking curses, speaking against what God said. I want to encourage you, because some of you, volume. He's increasing you. He's increasing your territory. He's increasing your influence. See, right now, in this time, we have, the Lord is bringing to the forefront those he can trust, the pure hearts, those he can trust. Hallelujah. It is our time. It's your time. I want to read Isaiah 55:6. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Hallelujah. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Because right now he is doing and pushing those to the front. Those of us to the front who he can trust. Those who heart is of him. The pure hearts. It's our time. It's our time. It's our time. It's our time. I mean, big Rolex, the presidential. Hallelujah. It's our time. It's our time. It's our time. It's our time. But yeah, I wanted to do this podcast a little different. This is like our morning, the breakfast, the coffee, the or tea, whichever you prefer, right? This is to get us going before we leave our homes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for us. I want to pray for our children. Our children. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you in your presence with thanksgiving to say we're thankful. We're grateful for all that we have, all that you do, all that you've done. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Father God, as we leave our homes today, watch over us. Watch over our children while they're at school. Watch over our loved ones while they're at work. Any plans of the enemy, cancel it now. Send your angels to shield and protect us. Hallelujah. Protect us in our going and our leaving and coming. So as we go out today to work, to school, to run errands, to get our responsibilities for the day done, we ask for your shield of protection. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. And any arrows the enemy is throwing against our minds and our heart, Lord God, we put on the full armor of God that you speak about in Ephesians 6:10 through 16. The breastplate of righteousness. Our feet are shielded and shodded in the gospel of peace. Our helmet of salvation. So that no arrows. We stand firm and we gird our loins with the belt of truth. And our shield of faith. And last but definitely not least, the sword of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Now that our armor is fully on, Lord God, we shall walk, we shall stand firm and not be wavered, not be moved by the enemy and his tactics. We thank you, O Father, and we decree and declare victory in the mighty name of Jesus. And the church said amen, amen, and amen. You guys have a blessed day. Thank you, Father, for us being able to come together this morning. Hope you guys have a wonderful, blessed day. Be a blessing, be a blessing. And put off the old program, you know. Approach someone, smile, speak to someone today. And this is for me as well, you know. You know, operate in love. In love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Operate in love. You know, I always think of those little, those little wristbands we used to have everywhere. When I was little, I just remember, what would Jesus do? It's a lifestyle, people. It's a lifestyle. We must be as Jesus was. He did as his Father did. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And he is in us. Hallelujah. Before I go, Jeremiah 29:13. and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Hallelujah. Seek. Seek. He tells us in Matthew 7:7, I believe. Ask. Seek. Knock. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. So, I'm going to send you guys off. It's time for me to get ready as well, to get the kids, get them ready, get the wife ready, everybody gets ready, so we can leave and head out to continue to do God's work. Hallelujah. So, I love you, I love you, I love you guys, but Jesus loves you more. Have a blessed, blessed day, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. And you guys, let me know if you like this morning segment. I usually do the podcast in the evening time, but I want to start doing them early in the morning as well. So we're testing and seeing, you know, what the Lord wants us to do and how to move, and we're going to do that. So, but you guys have a great day, and we will speak soon. This is Unveiled by Grace. This is your brother in Christ, Ron. Shalom.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.